This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
What's the tip?
Big boy in a fifth.
Forget it. The fifth goes off at three. We going to the track?
You're listening to Race Day at Fairmont Park on lineupmedia.fm.
And it off.
With a different story on every face.
I'm going to Hawaii! I'm going to Hawaii!
It's falling back.
I'm not going to Hawaii!
Will they make it through?
I like the two horse. It's got front wraps.
Big money on the four horse.
I like the six. That's the horse. That's it.
I always bet on five.
The number one horse.
I like the four. Number four. Four.
I like the six.
I like the four horse.
And you lay your money down when you cross the line.
Here comes the champ. I mean it. You are the champ. Believe me, you got more guts than you got sense. I love it.
Now your host, Jono Kabinjian.
Welcome, race fans, to another edition of Race Day at Fairmont Park. Here to set you up for a horse hooky Tuesday at Fairmont Park Racetrack in beautiful Collinsville, Illinois. We're without Jono again today, but we do have Brian back.
Yes, I'm here.
How are you, Brian?
I'm doing very well.
We missed you Friday, man.
Yeah, yeah. I was out of town. I was in Memphis.
Memphis, Tennessee.
Yeah.
What were you doing down there?
Went to see a concert.
Who'd you go see?
A band called 21 Pilots.
Nice. Nice. You have a good time?
Had a blast.
Take the wife with you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We love going on road trips together.
Awesome. Yeah. Memphis isn't a bad little town.
No, it was great. Had a lot of fun times down there, hanging out with other fans of the band. And
you didn't stop in West Memphis and check out the dog track, did you?
We did not. Well, we stayed near West Memphis. We stayed in Marion, Arkansas.
I know exactly where it's at.
And had some fun there, but we went through West Memphis a couple times. I didn't even know there was a dog track.
There's a dog track right there. Southland is the name of it.
Well, there you go.
Dog track casino.
I knew there was a casino. I didn't know there was a dog track.
Yeah, it's a Greyhound track as well. So.
Oh, wow.
Hey, so we had some racing on Saturday night at Fairmont Park. Let's start with the first race, go over some of the results here and the payouts. There's some nice payouts there Saturday night. So we go to race one, maiden claiming 4,000, going 6 furlongs. This is for the boys, 3 years old and upward. First we had Looking at Mike, the 3-horse, paid $4. Second we had Sinero, that was the 1-horse, Harry Lynch. Third we had Droop's MDB. I think Jono and I both picked Looking at Mike. Let's see what they paid. The exact of 3-1, $2 was $31.80. That's really nice for out there. And it looks like the 3-1-2 try for $1 was $42. So looks like a favorite on top, but the exact and the try both paid out pretty nice for Fairmont. Let's move on to race two. Race two, we have claiming 4,000 going 6 furlongs. 4 registered bred are foaled Illinois fillies and mares 3 years old and upward, non-winners of 2 races life. And we go to first place is the 4, Fort Lee. Fort Lee is owned by Lanny Yates and trained by Harold Mosier. I'm going to stop right there. Let me tell you something. Harold Mosier has started, I believe, 5 horses this year, and he has 4 wins out of 5 starts. 80% in the money, 80% winners. That's pretty solid numbers there. Victor Santiago got the ride there. Second, we had one of Jono's favorite horses, the 5-horse Shrimp. Shrimp paid $5.80. Under a $19.80 winner was Fort Lee. $2 exact, a 4-5, $114.80. It's big time. Dollar try, 4-5-1. That's Fort Lee over Shrimp over Hallucination. That was $248.50. It's pretty nice. Wow. I think Jono and I had the 6-horse in that race over the 3, and they finished 4th and 5th. Nice job, Jamie and Jono. Nice job. We go to race three. Maiden claiming 4,000. Six furlongs for fillies and mares, 3 years old and upward. And we go to the one horse for first place, Helen Maysong. Owner and trainer Terry Burtis. Jockey Victor Santiago up with the riding double. Second place, we have the five, Lane's Peach. Lane C. Drake is the owner. Dean Drake is the trainer. Jockey is Alvin Ortiz. And third, we have the two, Mamie, Jim Maupin, Javier Diego aboard. Let's see here. The Exacta, $1.5. $2 Exacta paid $15.80. Dollar Trifecta, $14.40. Kind of a letdown from the first and second race, payout-wise. Let's go over to the fourth race now. We have Claiming 3,200, going six furlongs, fillies and mares, 3 years old and upward, non-winners of two races in 2019 or non-winners of four races in life. And we have a nice price here. Number three, Waddle wins the race. Waddle at 1,360 for Dan and Christy O'Halloran, Downstate Racing, trainer Danny O'Halloran, and jockey Rainier Arrieta. Second, we have number five, Runaway Gal, owned and trained by Harry Lynch. Javor Simpson gets the ride there. And third, the four-horse Holy Hoot, Jerry Hammond, Victor Santiago aboard. Let's check the payouts, Brian. These ought to be good. $2 Exacta, $3.5, paid $53.80. Dollar Try, $3.54, $82.90. Another nice payout. Let's see here. Would that pick three pay? 50-cent pick three, 413. All three correct was $131.85. Nice. Nice. Moving right along to race number five. Maiden claiming 4,000, going a mile and 70 yards for maidens 3 years old and upward. And we have on top the number three, Key Voyage. Key Voyage is owned by Patty McCary, trained by Robert Pompel. Juan Molina gets the mount there and the win. Second, we have the four, Wave the Gold, Mary Ellis, trained by Leonard Ellis, Walfrey Lopez in the saddle. And third, this was John O'Neill's pick, another solid pick for us, solid third. Number one, Bob's Brass Dancer, owned and trained by Duncan Wilsey, Victor Santiago up. Looks like another big Exacta here. $2 Exacta, three with the four, paid $88.40. And the Dollar Try, 341, paid $72.30. Wow. Daily double, dollar daily double, 3-3, $19.70 for a dollar. That's really nice, really nice. And we go to the sixth race. This is the best race of the night, we thought. This is an allowance. Going six furlongs, 3 years old and upward. And no surprise here. The two-horse, Gone Ghost. Gone Ghost is only run out of the money one time in its career. Probably the top horse on the grounds at Fairmont. Owned by William Sturridge, trained by Scotty Becker, Victor Santiago in the saddle. Second is the three-horse, Gita's Lad, the stable mate to Gone Ghost. Another William Sturridge, Scotty Becker horse. Rainier Arrieta had the mount there. And third, Purging the Stone. Owner-trainer Jerry Hammond, Juan Molina aboard. Let's see. Pretty small Exactas here. The Gone Ghost was a heavy favorite, I think, 2-5. The $2 Exacta paid $4.60, and the Dollar Try was $9.20. Now, what I will tell you about this race, Brian, is the four-horse, Midnight Las Vegas, was actually scratched at the gate, and there was a slight delay. I think a lot of people really wanted to see. Midnight in Vegas has won four in a row, was going for five, kind of jumping up a little bit. Everybody wanted to see what that horse could do, but you know what? Everybody's going to have to wait another day because that horse scratched. So the Gone Ghost wins pretty easily there, pretty handily. I think it drew off by like six or seven. So we go to the nightcap, race number seven. We have a 350-yard sprint for quarter horses, optional claiming 6,000, 3 year olds and upward, non-winners of two races or optional claiming price of 6,000. And we go to the horse that shipped in. Our Secret Sin. Our Secret Sin, the three, pays $24.40. Wow. I'm looking at our picks right now. John and I were way off on this one. But we don't know quarter horses. Second place, we have DF Paint Country Joe. Paid $4.60 to place. And third, we have Prohibitive, the five. This is nice. A 3-1 exacta here for $2. Play. This was the big payday of the night. $166.20 on a $2 bet. And then the try for $1, 315, was $160. So nice payouts there. Pretty juicy night over at Fairmont for longer shots and for nice payouts. So tomorrow's a new day. Hopefully Jono and I need to go back to the drawing board and see what we can muster up here. What's the weather looking like tomorrow, Brian?
Let's see here. The weather that I can see for Tuesday, July 2nd is it will be about 90 degrees around the when the racing starts, but it'll be quite humid, and so it'll feel like it's 100. So
can they not just like go on air and say, you know what, tomorrow's just going to be hotter than hell?
Well, they could, but I mean, like that. I mean, they shouldn't really do that. They got to be precise when they do those weather reports.
I mean, aren't they guessing anyway?
Yeah, it's an educated guess, but they still have to give like the extreme, mm-hmm. because if they don't give the extreme, and then the extreme happens, then like they can be held responsible for it. So that's why they'll be like, you know, hey, you better watch out. There's thunderstorms possibly tomorrow. It's like, and you don't see a drop of rain whatsoever or right. hear any thunder. It's like, but there was a possibility it could happen.
Well, how about this? JG's given the weather for tomorrow at Fairmont Park. It's going to be hotter than hell, folks. So make sure you stay hydrated. Dollar beers out there tomorrow. That'll hydrate you.
Stay in the shade, you know.
So. Maybe it's $2 beers and dollar hot. Who the hell cares? It's cheap.
It's, yeah, cheap stuff.
And you need to stay hydrated, so drink all the beer you can at Fairmont Park tomorrow for Horse Hooky Tuesday. Let's go to race one at Fairmont Park. Post time's 1 p.m. First affair will be a claiming 3,200 going 6 furlongs. This is for fillies and mares 3 years old and upward, which have not won a race since July 2nd, 2018, or which have never won 2 races. And let's see here. I will go with the 4 brown shoes. That's Frankie Randazzo with Javier Taveras up, followed by the 5, Patsy M. That's Robin Lennon, trainers Cottonwells, Javor Simpson in the saddle there. And then I'll go to the 2. This horse always seems to run big and get a piece. The 2, Shame on the Night. That is Pete Scalcione, owner's Dennis Higgins. Jockey is Alvin Ortiz. So we'll make it 4-5-2. Go to the second race. Second race, we have allowance optional claiming 4,000. This is going 6 furlongs. This is for registered bred and or foaled Illinois. 3 years old and upward, non-winners of race other than maiden claiming, waiver claiming, or starter, which have never won 3 races, or claiming price of 4,000. And we go to the 5 here. Roski. Teddy Randazzo is the trainer. Juan Molina against the mount. Roski kind of ran a flat one last time out. I think Roski bounces back and runs a big one. And then we will go to, and this is one of Jono's favorite horses, Don Bentler trained number 1, Schmiley. Jockey is Javor Simpson. And let's see. Let's round out the try here. We will go with the 2-horse, Jachero. Billy McEwen owned and trained. Javier Taveras in the saddle. So second race, we will make it a 5-1-2. 5-1-2. Third race, Brian, here we go. Claiming 4,000. Fillies and mares 3 years old and upward, which have never won 3 races. And we have, let's go to the 4. Arctic Music, owned and trained by Vernon Obermeyer. Javor Simpson gets the mount here. Followed by the 2, Last Surprise. That's Larry Owens is the owner. Steve Manley, trainer. Juan Molina is the jock. And you know what? I'll go as far as saying, and I'll make this my exacta play of the day. Make it a 4-2-2-4 exacta box. Play you a $10 exacta box there, $20 bet. Probably return 10 or 12 bucks if those two come in, which I think they will. So we'll make that my exacta play of the day. Arctic Music, Last Surprise, exacta box, 2-4-4-2. And we'll move on to the fourth race, Brian.
Oh, nice.
The fourth race. Yeah. This is about the point where
this is my favorite race.
You've had five or six beers, and you're sweating, and you're losing, and you go, I might as well have five or six more beers.
Five or six beers.
It's $12.
Like, four hot dogs.
Yeah, I mean, it's dollar hot dogs and $2 beers. How bad can it be, right?
Exactly.
It's 4th of July in 2 days. I mean, America's birthday. This is beautiful.
Yeah.
Let's roll. So we go to the fourth race, allowance optional claiming 12.5, going 6 furlongs, 3 years old and upward. And we will go to the six horse. Because it's time. Damn right it's time. Because it's time. Let's see what you can do. Dennis and Barbara Pohl, the owners. Trainers James M. Watkins. Rainier Arrieta gets the mount. Followed by, this horse let me down the last time. Followed by the 5, Durango Kid. Owner, trainer, Harry Lynch. Juan Molina gets the mount. And we'll go with the 4, Cousin Dario third. Richard King, Robert Pompel, Lizzie Thurman up. So in the fourth race, we'll make it a 6-5-4. Better be time because it's time. Let's see here. Fifth race. Ooh, maiden special weight. Going 6 furlongs for maidens, fillies, and mares. 3 years old and upward. Let's see here, Brian. This horse is, man, I've bet this horse 2 or 3 times now. I got to give it one more shot. We'll go with a 2, Gallop Royale. Owner is William Sturts, trainer Scotty Becker, jockey Victor Santiago, followed by the 1. That's She's a Mineshaft Babe. I'm guessing the sire's Mineshaft.
What?
She's a Mineshaft Babe. Jono would love that name. She's a Mineshaft Babe. Anyway, that's Jody Durham, Mike Durham, Alvin Ortiz gets the mount. And we'll follow it up with Swifty Cause, Austin Tinsley, Diane Lemieux. Brian Lemieux is the trainer. Juan Molina Jr. gets the mount. So in the fifth race, we will make it a 2-1-4. Moving right along to the sixth race. We have allowance optional claiming 10,000. Going 6 furlongs. Fillies and mares, 3 years old and upward. And, ooh, familiar face there. Kipper Doodle, the 1 horse. Wow. Tell you what, we will go with the 7 here. Bit Money, Ken Sentinel, Judy Doris owned, trained by Steve Manley. Jockey is Juan Molina, followed by the 6, Sue's. That's William Sturt, Scotty Becker, Victor Santiago up. And how about we go with the 3, Country Assets, Monica Cazares. Kevin Wilborn trains. Jockey is Javier Taveras. So in the 6th race, we'll make it a 7-6-3. And to the matinee cap, race 7. Claiming 4,000, going 6 furlongs, 3 years old and upward, which have never won 2 races. And we go to, let's see here. Let's go to the 2. Jody and Mike Durham give us news alert. Jockey Alvin Ortiz up, morning line 3-1. Followed by the 7, Harry Lynch, owned and trained, Raised on Rock and Roll. Juan Molina in the saddle there.
That's the one I'm picking.
You love that horse, don't you?
Raised on Rock and Roll.
That's the only horse you remember,
I think. That's my dad's theme song.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So we'll make it a 3 over the 7, or I'm sorry, not the 3, the 2 over the 7, which is Raised on Rock and Roll, over the 4, Yaroslavi, which is Jody and Mike Durham, owned and trained, Javier Taveras in the saddle. So we'll make it a 2, over the 7, over the 4 for the matinee cap on Horse Hooky Tuesday at Fairmont Park. You going to make it out there, Brian?
I will not this weekend, unfortunately.
Really? You got big plans for the 4th?
Not necessarily big plans for the 4th. I'm just super busy, like, most of the time right now.
I hear you. I hear you.
But I will probably, I will try to at least get some grilling done for some stuff and maybe like watch some of the fireworks from the roof.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hey, and we'd be remiss if we didn't remind everybody to go to yoradio.com and check us out there, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's an online free radio app that has a bunch of different stations out there for any kind of genre that you could possibly want to listen to, including like some great tunes that would be good for the 4th of July weekend coming up. You got the Lake House, which is good tunes.
The Lake House is awesome. Anything else, Brian? Anything else you can think of? Did you go buy a bunch of fireworks?
No, man. I actually, since I don't really have a place to set them off, like other than downtown, like Keener Plaza, mm-hmm. you know, which would get me arrested. I haven't bought fireworks in a long time, but I do love the displays that everybody puts off. So
yeah, it's gonna be special. Hopefully it doesn't get too hot. Make sure you stay hydrated, folks. Take care of those pets. Bring them in. Don't let them lay out in the heat.
Yeah, it'll be dangerous out there for any pets.
Absolutely, and make sure you stay safe this holiday weekend. And you know what? I think that about wraps it up for us today at Race Day at Fairmont Park. Have a great 4th of July.
Tune in next week for another episode of Race Day at Fairmont Park on the lineupmedia.fm network. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or through our website, FairmontParkPodcast.com, and follow the show on Facebook and Twitter. There's a perfect time when you're tempting fate,
and you lay your money down, and you cross the line. This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.